Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Good morning, everybody. It is a Saturday morning. It is a football playoff weekend. Well, I guess football playoff morning. Two games today and here in Philadelphia. As the Eagles travel to Tampa Bay to take on Tom Brady and the Bucs, I'm Glenn Mack, now joined by my pal Ray Dinger. Pretty brisk out there, Ray.
Yes, it was.
How was that? What, you got about a 6-block walk? How was that one this morning?
It was chilly. Let me put it that way. I was walking pretty fast.
Yeah.
It was. It's
moving.
Cold.
Yeah. Well, hey. The whole half of the United States is that game tonight in Buffalo. Ooh, it's going to be cold. We're going to tee that one up later with a special guest. Well, special guest to me. But I want to start, Ray, with, I don't know if I'll get to five questions, but I got a series of questions for you about tomorrow's Titanic tilt in Tampa as the Eagles go in as an 8.5-point underdog. We've seen teams beat spreads like that before. Ray, as I sit here in my office at home doing the show from home during Omicron, I look up at my bookshelves and I see the rubber dog masks that you and I wore back, how many years? Was that 5 years ago now?
Yeah.
Yeah. Time goes fast. But I see those dog masks, and I'm ready to break it out. We have seen teams, underdogs, win. We know that. So, Ray, how do they do it tomorrow? Give me just one factor, because we got a lot of time to talk.
Sure.
One thing, one aspect of the game that you say, you know what? If the Eagles are going to win, this has got to happen.
They have to get pressure on Brady,
yes,
which
sir.
Is, you know, that's where you start. But unfortunately, that's also the hardest thing to do. And you can do it multiple ways, but you got to find a way to do it. I mean, you can tighten up your coverage on the outside. Don't give him the easy looks and the easy throws, because he's the best at pre-snap reads. When he comes up to the line of scrimmage and looks at the defense, there isn't much he hasn't already seen, and he's pretty well got it figured out before he even gets the ball in his hands. So you have to do what you can to confuse him a little bit, surprise him a little bit. And one of the ways you could do that is instead of playing with this 7-8-yard cushion, which the Eagles generally do on the outside, play tighter. You know, take away that easy throw. That's one way. And then there's the other old-fashioned way, which is just trying to get a pass rush on him. And, look, you're not going to – you know, we're not talking about on your best day, you're not going to get 11 sacks of Troy Aikman like you did that other time. You know, you're not going to get to Tom Brady that way.
But Clyde Simmons is not in this game. Is that what you're trying to say?
It's kind of what I'm trying to say. I mean, if you look at the stats this year, you see how many times they threw the ball versus how many times he got sacked.
It's unbelievable. I was looking at that yesterday. I don't have it exactly here. I should get it before too long, but it's something like 700-plus passing attempts, 15 sacks. I mean, an unbelievable thing.
Yeah, it is. It's crazy. It's 719 pass attempts. 719 passes that he threw, most of the league, by far. I mean, nobody even close. And he hardly got touched. And you saw that the game they played here earlier in the season, the Thursday night game, when he just sat in the pocket and, you know, threw the ball 42 times, never got sacked. You go through the play-by-play, and you see that he was only hit 3 times in the entire game. And he played the entire game in his comfort zone, where he was able to just stay on his spot, throw the ball out between that. His time, his optimum time is 2 to 2.5 seconds of getting the ball out of his hand. If he can play on that schedule, yeah. if he can play at his pace, he's very, very hard to beat. So the Eagles have to find some way, somehow, either with their coverage or the rush. He's hard to blitz because he gets rid of the ball so fast and he reads it real fast. But you have to mix things up and do some things that will at least somehow disrupt the timing of their passing game.
Okay. Well, this may or may not lead to question number two or lead to an answer in your mind to question number two. But, Ray, I want you to think of both sides of the field tomorrow. Who is, and really, there's really only one answer for this, Ray, the most important player, not counting the quarterback. We're leaving the quarterback out of it because obviously he's always the most important player. But for the Philadelphia Eagles, for them tomorrow to beat the Tampa Bay Bucks, who is the guy that has to have a big game?
I'm going to tell you Dallas Goedert.
Well, Ray, that's not who I was going to say, but actually it's a pretty good answer. Go ahead.
No, I think he's that good a player. I think he's growing by the week. I think he's becoming a bigger part of the offense. And if you look at the way the Bucks play their defense, assuming that they play the way that they normally play, which is, you know, Todd Bowles doesn't change a whole lot. I mean, he always has been, and I suspect will continue to be a cover three guy. A good tight end, a tight end that can actually run routes like a wide receiver, can make some plays against that kind of a defense. And they like to play their inside linebackers against the run. I mean, they can cover, but mostly they're going to be playing the run because they know the Eagles want to run. So play action will get Dallas Goedert to release off the line, and he's pretty good at finding space in that defense. Mm-hmm. You know, they don't have a whole lot on the outside other than Devontae Smith. And I think that in this kind of a game, maybe your best look is going to be the tight end. And Dallas Goedert, I think, is a guy who has demonstrated that, you know, he can come up big in these games. So I'm going to say Dallas Goedert.
You know, it's a great answer. And I'm mine is going to be on the other side of the field. But I agree, and as has been discussed this week, he did not play the first time these two teams met this year.
Right.
Of course, neither did Rob Gronkowski for Tampa Bay, but, you know, neither did Lane Johnson for the Eagles. It's an entirely different Eagles team than played that first game. Which
yeah,
is
Zach Ertz was your tight end last time you played him.
Right.
So we almost forget about that part of it.
That season seems 5 years ago.
It does.
And the Eagles team that is taking the field tomorrow, the offense certainly, is extraordinarily different from the offense that played back then. The whole scheme of the offense is different. But I agree with you in a lot of what you said in that, I mean, they're going to try to take away Devontae Smith and Quez Watkins. Hey, if he has three or four catches, that's great, but I'm not counting on much out of him. And so who does Jalen Hurts throw to? Who does he throw to in traffic? Who does he find when he's under pressure? And the answer is Dallas Goedert, who's got pretty good hands and can find holes. And, you know what? We've been waiting for his moment since he got here, and maybe this is his moment.
Could be. I think he's going to get his opportunities. And, you know, if they're going to win this game, a couple guys are going to have to assume huge roles and be the hero.
I'm going
guys.
To give you mine in a second.
And at least on the offensive side, I'm looking at the tight end.
Okay, so mine continues with the theme that to win, they got to put pressure on Brady, which is, I mean, everybody says that, but it's true. And to me, when I have seen Tom Brady play poorly or less than great, it's usually when he's getting pressure right in his face. When the ends come around the edges, he's pretty good at moving away from it. What has always seemed to bother him, I remember the Super Bowl where the Giants beat him, which it's probably a quarter of a century ago, but mm-hmm. nonetheless, he's been in so many. It's because they were coming right up the middle, right over the center, right over the guard, and that was the problem he had. And therefore, Ray, the most important player for the Eagles tomorrow, and I say this with some trepidation, is Fletcher Cox.
Mm-hmm.
He has to ruin the game. Fletcher Cox has to somehow find a way in his mind and his body to think that he's 5 years younger. It's several years ago when he was a dangerous perennial Pro Bowl player, And he's got to be the guy who gets in there and just is in Brady's face. Do I know if he can do it? I certainly don't. He had a good December. I mean, he did not have a good year, nor did he have a particularly good year last year. He's clearly on the downside of his career. But I was encouraged how he played the last couple of games, you know, not including that Dallas game, of course. I thought he had a good December. Therefore, he's well rested, certainly, right? Hasn't played much in the didn't play last week. Fletcher Cox is the guy who will win the game for the Eagles. Ray, I come to you.
Well, that would be nice.
You see, that's I know that when you do that three-note chuckle,
yeah,
this one, I know that skepticism rules the day.
Well, yeah.
I know that you're not buying what this. I've known you long enough, Ray Dinger, to know what this means.
Well, I mean.
So he's three.
There,
there it is. There you go.
Yeah. Well, what you say is at least partly true. I mean, he did have a good December, but he was playing against the Jets, Giants, and Washington.
All right. So do the Bucs have anybody in their offensive line who's any good?
Yeah, they have three Pro Bowlers.
They do.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
And,
but,
I mean, the two guys
not
right
both
in
both guards in the center, right? There's a tackle mixed in there.
Yeah, the right tackle, Tristan Wilfs, he's one of them. He's a really good player.
He'll take out Derek Barnett. Don't worry about it.
No, he's playing the other side. So he'll be,
that's right. Yeah.
I mean, we don't even know if Josh Sweat's going to play.
Yeah, now. which is a real concern. We'll discuss that more.
Yeah,
but that's a guy who has to be out there.
Yes, but to your point about getting Rush up the middle, you know, one of the reasons that the Buccaneers had the remarkable stats that they had this year, where they could throw the ball that much and Brady never got sacked, is they're really good in the middle of that line. Their center, Ryan Jensen, is the other NFC Pro Bowl center, along with Jason Kelsey. He's that good. And their left guard, Ali Marpet, is he's also a Pro Bowl player. And the right guard, Alex Kappa, is not far behind. I mean, you could vote that he should have been in the Pro Bowl too.
Well,
that triangle in the middle is very good. Now, I would
all the more incentive for Fletcher Cox to have that big game, Ray.
Well, it'll be. I kind of want to see how Tampa attacks it. If my guess is that they'll probably follow what other teams have followed most of the year is, you know, the double team has now sort of shifted over to Hargrave. You know, teams at the start of the year, teams were doubling Cox. And they quickly realized that, you know, we don't really need to double Fletcher Cox. I mean, the guy who's really causing the problems here is Hargrave. So the double team began sliding over to that side, which got Fletcher some more one-on-ones. I kind of want to see how Tampa plays it. Either way, it's going to be a challenge because the guys in the middle of that line, and even on the edges, their offensive line, everybody's talking about Brady and Gronk and you know, not having Godwin and, you know, not having Antonio Brown and, but nobody's talking about how good their offensive line is. Their offensive line is a big reason why they are where they are.
Sure, sure. All right, one more question. I want to get some callers in here. Ray, tomorrow, if you're Nick Sirianni, tomorrow morning you have your pregame meeting with Jalen Hurts, what do you tell the young quarterback?
Well, I would tell him don't – and he probably tells him this all the time. Don't feel like you have to win this game by yourself. And – don't think about this as you against Tom Brady. I don't think Hurts thinks that way anyway. You know, I don't think his mind kind of goes in that direction that it's me against the GOAT, you know. I think he's really smart. Again, this is one of the aspects that you see in him of being a coach's son. I mean, he's grown up around the game, he's been coached by his father. And he kind of understands that even though he's the quarterback, he doesn't necessarily have to be the hero. He understands the way this team is built, especially on offense. He understands the strength of this offense is its offensive line. And he clearly understands that what got this season back on track was that they committed to the run. Well, that's how they got here. Mm-hmm. And so that's how they have to proceed. I mean, that's, you know, for whatever happened.
Is he telling the quarterback that, or are we telling the coach that?
Well, it starts. It actually,
I worry about the coach as much as that.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. And I worry that Nick is liable to get into one of these, okay, they expect us to do this.
Oh, gosh.
So I'm going to do that.
Or he falls behind early and just abandons it, which we used to see with Andy, so we kind of anticipated.
Yeah, and I think it could be more apt to happen here because you know who you're playing against. And if you get off to a slow start and you fall behind, Brady, I think it'll be quicker to panic than when you're playing against some of the quarterbacks that played in the last month or so. When they know, you know, we can still come back against this team because they're not going to score that many more points. You know, we can just take our time and continue to run the ball, and we can afford to be a little more patient. You can't win a game of patience with Tom Brady. If you fall behind, the chances are, before it's all over with, you're going to fall more behind.
Yeah, all true. All right, well, we'll grab a call or two here. We got a lot going on today. We'll tell you about all the details in a minute. But Larry in Ridley Park starts us out, and Larry's may have more concern about the defensive coordinator.
Yeah, hey Glenn, first of all, I hope you're feeling better.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Hope you're feeling better, and your family, Glenn. I know what it is, so, you know, take care.
Thank you.
Hey, Ray, I want to ask three-part question about the defense. Number one, well, first of all, if the Eagles win the toss, Ray, would you receive or defer? Number two is, I'm going to put you in the shoes of Jonathan Gannon. What would you do with your game plan, and what do you think he's going to do? And number three, this is
well. Hold on,
important.
Let's take, because it's I can't count to three and remember. So let's okay. Take them and then we'll get your number three. Ray, the Eagles receive. The Eagles defer.
Depending on what the weather is, the weather forecast down there is pretty bad for tomorrow. Mm-hmm. They're talking about rain and talking about 35 to 40 mile an hour winds.
Mm-hmm.
If you have 40 mile an hour winds, that might change your thinking. I mean, I'm generally 99% of the time I'll defer it and take the ball to start the second half. I think all the analytics and everything tells you that's probably the way to go, get you that extra possession. But what might change my thinking is if the weather conditions are so prohibitive that, you know, I just want the wind to start the game. If you're talking about 40 mile an hour winds, I might take the wind and let Brady have the ball.
But if you do that, doesn't he get the option to get the ball in the second half?
Yeah.
So you're going to give him an extra possession for the win, really?
Yeah, I would.
Ooh, I don't know about that.
I would.
Okay, second question was what?
If Glenn, I'm going to put him in the shoes of Jonathan Gannon.
Yeah.
Ray, what would your game plan be defensively, and what do you think his game plan is going to be? And then my number three question is, if the Eagles flop on defense tomorrow, you have two good defensive coordinators out there, Vic Fangione and Mike Zimmer. Would you make the change, Ray, and get one of those two to come in and run the defense, especially when you're going to have three first-rounders and they're all going to be defense,
yeah.
Right?
All right, Larry, good questions. Ray, let's start with the third one. They're not moving on from Jonathan Gannon, and unless somehow he gets a head coaching job,
yeah.
And I don't anticipate that yet.
Yeah, that's the only way I think that there would be a change, would be if he somehow – people are talking about the fact he's going to get some interviews, and, you know, there are jobs, so – you know, maybe if somebody hires him, yeah, you're going to have to go get another defensive coordinator. But I kind of don't expect that to happen. And if that doesn't happen, I think he's your guy.
They're not going to move off of him.
No, I don't think so. And the other one was what can he do? He can kind of do what I said in the open, which is just I guess from in terms of mindset, philosophy, however you want to describe it, they just have to be more aggressive. You know, they can't be as passive as they have been for much of the year. They certainly can't be as passive as they were in October when they played these guys.
Yeah.
You know, if you just sit back and you give Brady 8-yard cushion on the outside, he's going to take it all day.
The idea
with Brady is Brady doesn't beat you with the long ball. I mean, he'll throw a couple of them, but he beats you in the intermediate stuff. He beats you in the 10 to 12-yard area.
Ray, I hope Jonathan Gannon is listening, but I doubt it. I really would be very surprised if he plays more press. I would be very surprised.
Yeah, he's going to have to. Yeah, I mean, I know he will not do it on a steady diet. I know that well enough that he's not going to play it all day and say, look, we're just going to take our chances. You know, we feel like this is what we got to do, and we're going to live or die with it. That's not him. He is not that kind of coach. But I think what he has to do is show it from time to time. And maybe catch Brady making a mistake, or at least give him something else to think about. But if you just play, it's interesting. I saw an interview with Gronkowski this week, where somebody asked Gronkowski, well, "How would you describe the Eagles' defense?" And what he said was, and it was very revealing. He said, "Oh, they play it safe." So they clearly they know it. I mean, they've watched the film and they know exactly they know exactly how the Eagles play. They know exactly they're going to play
the
two safeties.
For 10 minutes this year, you know exactly that that's how they play. Sure.
Yeah, and that's and so that's that the Buccaneers. That's the mentality that they're taking into this game. Okay, they're not going to change. This is what they were. This is what they were in October. This is what they're going to be in this game. And you can't give them that advantage. You have to come up with something that's a little different just to give them something to think about.
Yeah, I hope so. That's my biggest concern going into the game is that they're just going to allow Brady to just kind of chip down the field, and all of a sudden he's going to be at the 5-yard line. That would be my biggest concern.
How many what's your over under on targets for Gronkowski?
10.
I'm going over.
Are you going over 10?
Oh yeah.
Wow.
Oh yeah. Because he doesn't have AB, and he doesn't have Godwin, and. He did not have Gronkowski the first time.
Right.
And Brady's just going to match Gronkowski up on these linebackers.
Well, that's a problem. Again, we got to hit a break, but we should discuss one of the problems the Eagles have had all year is covering tight ends. At their best, they're not good at it.
Yeah, they're not.
All right, so when we get back, actually, I'll tell you that in a second. Coming up during the show, we're going to talk to Tom McCarthy. You may know him as a Phillies broadcaster, but Tom does an excellent job on football. He did the Bucs game last week, and he is doing on TV with Tony Romo, and he is doing Bucs Eagles nationally on radio. So we're going to get to him around noon. We're also going to, by the way, what we're watching today, Ray, I found a really fun, pulpy, very violent, addictive television show that I'm going to tell people about called Yellow Jackets. We're going to tee up the other NFL games around 12:30 with a special guest, Ray, an expert on the Bills-Patriots game, and that, Ray, would be my dad.
Okay.
We talked to my dad last year, and people seemed to like it. Needless to say, my dad got a kick out of it. So we're going to call on him later on in the show. When we get back, before Ray and I get on, you're going to hear, I want to introduce this before we play it. You know how they do the hype videos, Ray?
Yes.
Before the games they put on social media.
Mm-hmm.
So the one the Eagles put out yesterday is about 50 seconds of Lane Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
Lane's pretty good at this. Lane's going to get people ready for the game. 215-592-9494. Ray Dinger, Glenn Mack now on 94 WIP.
You know, we all want someone who talks straight with us, especially the person we trust to service our car, especially that person. And that's exactly what you get at all 12 locally owned and operated United Tire and Service locations. Now through January 29th, you can save $120 on Michelin's best all-season tire, the Cross Climate 2. Now take it from me, you can trust you're getting back on the road safe. Whether you need new tires or an oil change, United Tire has it all. So visit UnitedTire.com to schedule your next service and tell them that Ray sent you. Don't drive alone. Drive United.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.